What is up? Here we are again with another high frequency episode of the PRQ Homesteading Expanded, live here on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Ra Ben, here with my co-pilot in this wild ride of self-sufficiency and spiritual awakening, the one and only Shane.
Hello. I'm sorry. I had to say something.
Not
Go ahead.
Yet. You're good. A very great spirit of love who's got that magnetic charm, as all us girls know. Shane, darling, how's that vibe you're radiating today? Okay, now.
Well, I'm just here in the present and just happy that I can be a part of this journey with you and share this journey with others and just grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you, Spirit, for allowing me to be in the presence with you here and now.
I love it. I love it. Shane is always on the journey of connecting with other beautiful souls and sharing his inspirational knowledge, and that is for sure, of helping all of us become aware of our own self-awareness. He has helped me greatly in that aspect, and I love him dearly for it. Thank you, Shanesta. So let's dive right in with a question that's as old as linear time itself. What is love? Love isn't just sparks and serenades, right, Shane? It's something deeper, a vibration that sets your spirit free. For me, personally, love is freedom, the kind that raises your frequency to the stars, or you could say ships. I don't look at stars the same way anymore. Unbound by the illusions or impositions where gratefulness flows like an endless river, reminding us of the immense power that we truly are. So picture this, all you listeners that are tuning in, picture this to your inner essence, aligning with the universe's hum, and suddenly it hits you. Love isn't control, it's liberation. It's declaring, this life is mine. And in the truest sense, it's ours, free from the bureaucratic barnacles of state and local governments, clinging on with their so-called maritime laws. Yeah, you heard that right. Maritime laws. Laws of the sea. We're all swimming in water right now on solid ground. Doesn't make sense. That's like trying to sail a ship through the ether. It's totally hilarious and definitely out of tune with the moment. Yet, here's the spiritual kicker for all you listeners. Our Constitution, that sacred blueprint of liberty, resonates with us. That true homesteading means defending your property like they used to, federal land. Standing tall against the waves of overreach with the power of who we truly are. Love as freedom means embracing gratefulness for our inherent sovereignty, claiming the land not just legally, also spiritually, guided by the red, white, and blue stripes of real empowerment. It's funny how the universe aligns when you affirm, I'm not just existing, I'm expressing. The power within us makes this earth our eternal, grateful haven. How love frees us to homestead boldly, constitutionally, and with a wink from the divine. Stick around, your spirit might just thank you. So, what's love got to do with it? Well, let's listen to President Trump talk about the love of our country and how the court system once again even all the way at the top of the Supreme Court, let us down. I guess they're just not feeling the love. BBS, can you play that clip for us?
Well, thank you very much for being here. The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed for not having the courage to do what's right for our country. I'd like to thank and congratulate Justices Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh for their strength and wisdom and love of our country, which is right now very proud of those justices. When you read the dissenting opinions, there's no way that anyone can argue against them. There's no way. Foreign countries that have been ripping us off for years are ecstatic. They're so happy. And they're dancing in the streets, but they won't be dancing for long, that I can assure you. The Democrats on the court are thrilled, but they will automatically vote no. They're an automatic no, just like in Congress. They're an automatic no. They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no. But you can't knock their loyalty. It's one thing you can do with some of our people. Others think they're being politically correct, which has happened before far too often with certain members of this court, and it's happened so often with this court. What a shame. Having to do with voting in particular, when in fact they're just being fools and lapdogs for the rhinos and the radical left Democrats, and not that this should have anything at all to do with it. They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution. It's my opinion that the court has been swayed by foreign interests and a political movement that is far smaller than people would ever think. It's a small movement. I won by millions of votes. We won in a landslide. With all the cheating that went on, there was a lot of it, but we still won in a landslide. Too big to rig. But these people are obnoxious, ignorant, and loud. They're very loud. And I think certain justices are afraid of that. They don't want to do the right thing. They're afraid of it.
And this is where he comes in and says, "You're fired." Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we will get into some more sharing some experiences in regard to our legal system. And at this point in time, Shane, do you mind sharing the call-in numbers real quick for the listeners?
I would I'm honored to share. I'm honored to share. First I want to say the what's love got to do with it is the name and title of the show, and I believe that love has everything to do with what we're doing right now, and it's the energetic of love, authentic energetic of love that creates the ripple that allows us to create the realities that we prefer within ourselves. So with that being said, I would love for everyone to call in and discuss things with us today. Where you're at on your journey, what you're doing, what you're experiencing, if it's homesteading, we love that. We just love to hear from you. So with that being said, please call 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. And if you're out of country, please call 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. So you can email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions. Feel free to subscribe to our show. We love the subscriptions because we can get your information. We can connect with you. And our subscription started at $2.99. We're grateful and thankful for everything that you can do for us. And we do love and respect each and every one of y'all. Donation button. We do have a donation button we have that put in place for everyone to help others. We do help others in need. Me and Robin, We believe in giving back. So thank you. Thank you for everything you do.
Beautiful, beautiful. And once again, before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsor, Nano Ogis. If you're someone who values freedom, as we all do, like real freedom, the kind that starts with your body, especially during these times with the changes in the earth, check out Nano Ogis. These nano sprays are designed for people who trust their instincts. And you know that's what we're all about. Who want to feel sharp, steady, and strong without all the BS. And if you don't know what that means, I'm happy to tell you. It's wellness with integrity, and it actually delivers. I know, I use it. It's a great product. So check them out on nanoogis.net and use our PRQ promo code, PRQ Home 15, for 15% off, not just off your first order, but on all the orders. They have a learn tab at their website for all the scientific information and live testimonials. So check it out. Check it out. So, disclaimer, the content of this radio show is based on our own personal experiences and research and does not constitute professional, legal, financial, or medical advice. So let's get started with sharing some experiences. And Shane, you got anything you want to share with everyone?
As far as for homesteading,
Well, whatever it may be, whatever it may be.
I think that you should share the experience of what we discussed yesterday, if that's something that you want to discuss, because
Wait,
I
wait.
think it's
You want me
a
to share that
positive.
on the radio? That's kind of private.
Not what you were thinking about, yes. Not what you were.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
I'm talking about
I
your
know what you're
deed.
talking about. It's all good.
Okay.
Yes, I will roll with that right now. So yesterday, I woke up early around 3 a.m., which is my usual hour when I feel the spirit communicating with me. I get a lot of inspiration. I get a lot of I go within and I feel a lot of things and I try to listen to my intuition. So I was reflecting on how to incorporate my homestead into my Chapter 13 bankruptcy. So after my last 341, the trustee from my most recent case status report had requested a copy of my deed. So I started processing my thoughts through my heart center as to how, which deed, do they want the homestead deed or should I go with the deed that I had when I signed the mortgage papers from the beginning. So I couldn't decide, but which deed they were asking for. This is really important because with a bankruptcy courts, you have to be 100% honest about everything you submit. So I decided to head down to the local register of deeds and request a copy of the deed for my address. And they, of course, were very polite, no problem. I paid them $6 in fiat fake money. Yeah, that's how I look at money now. So that's my input on it. So lo and behold, the deed that they gave me was the quit claim deed I had submitted on October 31st, 2024, when I started my homesteading process. What a great feeling that was. I was so excited and happy that I felt this sharp feeling in my heart, like when you just know that you're so excited and you know that everything's right. And that's how I felt when I left there. And I'm like, okay, this is good. This is good. Because I really expected them to go back to the original deed and not give me that one, especially with all the documents that have been submitted by the sheriff and the other people here in Muskegon County. So that was a great surprise. And it inspired me to go deeper into my other documents and kind of go back to the beginning and feel into my homestead that I created. And so I went straight to the Declaration of Grantees, Assignees, Notice of Claim of Forever Benefit. And the language is commonly used in sovereign citizen theories in regard to the legal system that we have. Private trusts, land patent, revival filings is another thing that they refer to it, attempts to reclaim land under the original patent. So they don't really look at this seriously in the courts that we have today. The idea usually claimed is if I declare myself as an heir, assignee, or a successor to the original land patent, I can revive the patent rights and remove the land from taxes, foreclosure, or regulation, right? So that's what the impression was when I did all of this. And I do remember, I can't remember the guy's name, asking Q at one time. He had a way that he was going to try to get him off the tax roller. I think it's called a roll form or something like that. And Q kind of said, no, that's not going to work. And yeah, for sure, especially with everything we're finding out. So some people file documents in the county records asserting they are the successor to the original grantee, which is what we did with our paperwork, and are claiming the forever benefits of the patent. The land is no longer subject to mortgage or tax laws, which is what I assumed when I did it. So the courts across the United States have consistently ruled that land patents do not exempt property from tax. They do not override mortgages. They do not cancel foreclosures. Filing a declaration does not recreate sovereign title. Now, this is their perception, all right? So I'm not saying that this is the true word of the word, but this is the perception of the courts. And as we all know, if you just heard President Trump trying to get his tariffs gone through to go through with the Supreme Court, and three of them were solid, and the other ones, were either afraid or just didn't want it to happen. And we have that not just at the top, it's through every court system, every court system. And the people are starting to rise up. They're starting to, see the big picture. And unfortunately, I do believe from my looking from the outside in that it has to do a lot with these Epstein files. Crazy, isn't it, Shane, that the people are starting to wake up because of that, and they're starting to learn about our government. And I know years ago, I tried to tell everyone because we've all been down this rabbit hole a long time ago. But anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, I didn't mean to get sidetracked, but it's really interesting how I observe how people are waking up over all this stuff that's coming out. So once patent land is conveyed, sold, mortgaged, or inherited, it is governed by state real property law, probate law, tax law, and contract law. Now, I wanted to go in and understand contract law because I have seen a lot of information from others out there that are bringing this forward. How to learn contract law. So I'm going to share with you what I found out a little bit. So it goes on to say, in the context of the US homesteading under laws like the Homestead Act of 1862, a land patent represents the original grant of title from the federal government to the homeowner, also known as the grantee. Upon fulfilling requirements such as residency and improvements, this patent is also often described in legal terms as letters patent, functioning as a form of conveyance or grant that can be interpreted through principles of contract law, as it embodies an agreement between the government and the grantee. So, under contract law, the patent's term typically vests absolute title, often allodial title or free fee simple, in the original grantee and their heirs, and assigns forever. The language creates a perpetual obligation on the part of the government to recognize the title's validity, barring any reservations explicitly stated in the patent itself. The grant is immutable, except through private agreements such as deeds or contracts that transfer the interest. Regarding succession specifically, okay, and here are a few. Inheritance interstate or testate, the patent passes to the heirs upon the grantee's death. As per the heirs and assigns, clause, which constitution or contractually ensures continuity of title. However, the mechanics of succession, such as determining who qualifies as an heir or executing a will, are governed by state property and estate laws, not federal contract law alone. For example, if a grantee dies before completing homesteading requirements, the act allowed widows, children, and heirs to finalize the claim and receive the patent. The other one states no reservation or expiration. This patent does not revert to the government or expire. It remains binding in perpetuity unless voluntarily relinquished via contract, sale, or quit claim deed. Contract law upholds this as an enforceable promise, protecting against later challenges to title except in cases of fraud or error in insuance. All right, so that one kind of resonated with me in regard to my quit claim deed. And then there's one other one here, potential issues in succession. In practice, unclear inheritance can lead to fractioned ownership among multiple heirs, complicating sale or use. This isn't a flaw in the patent's contract, but arises from state-level succession rules. Filing a declaration of land patent or updating records can reinforce claims, but the original patent's terms remain supreme. All right, so that being said, it kind of seems like contract law is something to dive into. It continues on to say the overall contract law views the patent as a solemn, irrevocable, I love that word, grant that facilitates seamless succession to heirs, treating it as superior to subsequent titles like deeds while integrating with state laws for practical inheritance. If your query involves a specific jurisdiction, if you're researching, is what they're saying, more details would allow for more refinement. All right. So that being said, I want to kind of go back to the breakdown of the 1862 patent and how that became for the new listeners. Okay. In 1862, Congress passed the Homestead Act, signed by Abraham Lincoln. Under the law, the land was public domain, land owned by the federal government. It was managed by what later became the Bureau of Land Management, where a lot of us that have done the homestead process are familiar with that. That's where you find your patents in most of the states, except for the 13 colonies. Now, qualified settlers could apply, excuse me, for up to 160 acres, which we were shared by our dear Custer, that is still alive and well today in the process that we have done. Now, I have yet got to that part because I've had a little detour in the road with the mortgage situation, which you all know about. But when this is all said and done, that will be the next journey in doing that step. So they had to live on it, improve it, and farm it for 5 years. Okay, so limitation of 5 years before it became their actual patent. So after meeting the requirements, they received the federal land patent. All right, as I just said. So what the federal land patent says. Before the patent, the land was federal property. So let's just be clear on that. So when the settler had only a claim, not an ownership, it was still federal property. The land transferred from federal ownership to private ownership, which I do believe is what took place in our process. The patent was the highest form of land title in the U.S. Once patented, it was no longer federal land. It became private property. So I guess I'm a little confused on that part. So if anybody out there has any more information in regard to that side of it, in regard to present day laws, because I think there's more into that. So there is no legal mechanism today to reopen or reclaim a land patent, but we know differently. So remove the land from taxation through the declaration, bypass foreclosure using patent claim. Now they're saying that is not legal. Now, is it or is it not? This is just some research. There's lots of stuff out there. I'm not saying that this is the solid word, but I'm just sharing what I found out. So the original land patents were sacred transfers from the public domain into private hands under the Homestead Act. And today, filing a declaration claiming forever benefit does not override modern property law. If we want generation stewardship of land, the power isn't in reviving old patents. It is learning how to properly structure succession under today's laws. Okay? So, how to beep, 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 do we do that? Well, I'm in the process of learning that. And I know there's a lot of other people out there doing this. Unfortunately, we haven't heard from them. I'm not sure why. When Q was on here, when he was on the previous show, the call lines were ringing like crazy. Everybody was doing it. And I'm like, where did everybody go? Did they leave with Q, Shane? Did they all take off and go somewhere else?
I think I don't want to put anything on anyone, but what I will say is that I think people lost interest. Yes.
Yeah. And that's too bad because with the things that are happening in the country, what we're seeing, and I'm not saying that we're in that because that is a timeline, and I know how you feel about timelines, but just from that perspective, there are a lot of people that are finally getting up and seeing that they have to do something. We can't just sit back and let this go on. Even our president, he's very disappointed, but we all know that it's not. Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
Anyway, so if your goal is real enforceable protection and succession under today's laws, and you have a quick claim deed like myself in the chain of title that traces back to the original patent, now, my
Can I
friend
stop
and
you
I,
right there?
okay, well, let me finish my thought and then I'll, now my friend and I, we were actually working on that. Getting the actual chain of title all the way back. So that's a lot of work, and I will go back to that when I get through this. But go ahead, Shane. Sorry.
The courts requested that deed from the register, right? They
Yes.
requested a copy,
Yes. Yes, they
and
did.
you're providing them the deed.
Well, they requested my deed. They didn't say from the register of deeds. I just went down there to clarify which deed is on file, and that was the one they gave me.
So the system recognizes that deed, right?
Yes, but I did
Okay,
find
so.
something else out after we talked this morning, and I won't share that right now, but I'll share it with you later.
Okay. So if you take that deed to the bankruptcy court, which is the federal court, correct?
Yep.
And it is a federal land patent,
Yes.
and you submit that document to the court, they have to put it on record because they're requesting it. At that point, in your reality, game should be over.
It should be,
But you are.
go ahead.
But what?
But as we all know, and you're going to say I'm creating a timeline, so you
You are
go
creating a timeline.
ahead.
Yes, you are. You're creating an experience right now. If you go outside yourself and you ask anybody anything about this, and they said, no, you need to do it this way, you're seeking something. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot because I love you to death, but you will be creating that experience.
I know, you're right. You are absolutely right, 100%. And
So just know it's done. I mean, the highest title in the land, the federal land patent, you're in the federal court system, but you've had to go through all of this to get here, and the writing's on the wall for you that it's over.
yes, I'm gonna say that it's over and like everything is good, but back into the physical reality of this realm that I'm in right now. I found out a couple other things as I was researching some more documents. And It's
And a great example of how they get you and get you to doubt yourself.
yes. Well, I'm not doubting myself, but there's going to be another road that we'll be going down, and it's gonna involve legalities. Let's put it that way. I won't say
I
exactly
got.
what, but it's taken me down this road. The reason why I'm here, and I know now because of what I found out after I spoke with you, that there is more corruption there. Now, is this the journey? Is this where I'm being led to so that I can submit this paperwork? Because with what I found out, I'm going to have to submit this paperwork. Not have to, but I will have the opportunity to submit it in court. So I kind of feel like the floodgates are open. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, honey, I just think you like to fight.
Am not a fighter.
I think you like that experience. I do.
No,
And
it's
put you, I
not.
mean,
What?
were you a wrestler in your day? Were you a
No.
wrestler?
Who knows? Maybe. Do you want to wrestle? You want to wrestle with
Robin,
me? Come on, I'll take you down.
behave yourself.
No, seriously, not fighting. I don't like to say fighting. It's defending, okay? But I'm learning so much, and I'm very grateful for that because when I go through this experience, I'm going to be able to help others and those that want to be helped, that want to do this. It looks like we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and we'll
Oh.
take a little break for Miss Arrow. Come on down.
Hey guys, how are you today?
Excelente.
Hello, Arrow. How are
Hello.
you?
I'm great. Thank you. Hey, I wanted to fly in since we were wondering where the people are that want a homestead. And I'm just letting you know it's still cold where I'm going to homestead this summer, but I wanted just to let you know that I have every intention. You turned me on to a website where I was able to pull up all the land patents in the area where my heart is. It has Ponderosa Pines, and it's a very large area. It actually will cover the corners of three different states, and there's hundreds and thousands of land patents. So this summer, I'm going to go walk these lands and see what's not occupied. Because, we're not about stealing somebody else's occupied land. So I'm going to go find available land. And you have me all encouraged that there's thousands of patents available out there. And I just want your assistance. So I'm coming, but we're waiting for the weather, I think like May or June.
That's a perfect time.
Yes. So I just wanted to give you a little inspiration. I'm not, I heard you too say something about the world out there. And, I haven't watched the TV for a while. With the exception of breakfast this morning, there was a blizzard going on in the States somewhere. I
Yeah,
know I have cold weather, but.
it's coming to New York City. Apparently, the whole East Coast is in for a slam dunk.
Yes. So, other than that, it's paradise. It's my reality. And I am not a defensive player anymore. My every day is offense, offense, offense. Play, play, play. So, anyway, thanks for being so encouraging. I just wanted to put a couple words in that I am planning on being one of your callers as I'm going through the process this summer.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Arrow, didn't you start your own show recently?
Oh, yes, we have a show tomorrow. Yes, thank
Would you
you.
like to tell the audience about it?
Yeah, tell us.
On Sundays at noon Central. This Sunday is a project review with Q and Arrow. We have a minimal team started, but we are also looking for other people to join our team at the project show and receiving projects and getting people together. It seems there's a general consensus that we all want to get together in person, so maybe we'll be able to start up small groups around different territories. And then on the alternating Sunday, I'm doing a show called A St. Thomas Show, and that is for my Christian sisters and brothers who love Jesus, and the world is going to turn upside down on some of my beloved friends and family. And so I just started a little show hoping to bring comfort and celebration, because to me, what the Christians call apocalypse is completely over with. It's completely over. The war's been won. It's just that people are going to start finding out what the truth was, but we should all be celebrating because the war's won. We're already on the other side. We're creating the new earth in peace. So that show is really meant to celebrate, even though there's some tough truth going on it. So thanks for letting me put that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's tomorrow at 12 o'clock PRQ. What is it? Project Review with Errol at noon.
Yep.
Love it.
Yes. Thank you.
I will be tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, back to the chain of title. All right. So if your goal is real, enforceable protection and succession under today's law, and you have the quitclaim deed in the chain of title that traces back to the original patent, here is how you structure it properly in 2026, not symbolically, but legally. All right, so it starts with a clean chain of title. Before structuring anything, you must confirm the deed is properly recorded, no undisclosed liens, no cloud on title. All right, there are no breaks in the chain of title. If there's any questions, you file a quiet title action in state court, not federal court, to clear the defects. Now, I actually looked into that, and let me find it real quick. I want to share this with you guys because I thought this was interesting. I got to find it though. Hold on. All right, here it is. All right, the file the quiet title action in state court. It is a lawsuit asking the court to officially determine who legally owns this property. There are competing claims. It could be there's a defect in the chain of title, there's an old unreleased lien, there's confusion about the heirs, or there's a dispute over foreclosure validity. Interesting one. That one really resonated with me. Or recorded documents conflict, because real property law is governed primarily by state law. Quiet title actions are filed in the state circuit court, not federal court, unless there's a rare federal issue. Now, I thought that would be interesting as not the fight, but a possible another strategy in regard to my situation to defend my property. Okay, where did I leave off here? The patent becomes relevant here only as root of title evidence, not jurisdiction leverage. Okay, so to decide your protection goal, you avoid probate. Protection today depends on your purpose, okay, and what you want to do. You want to avoid probate, protect from creditors, preserve a family homestead, limit forced sale like a foreclosure, reduce estate taxes. In regard to Kimberly, our caller from last week, she's actually going through a situation in regard to that, or keep it in the bloodline, keep it in the family. Different goals require different structures. So the modern legal structures that actually work according to today's laws, option A, here's one, we've all heard this one before, revocable living trusts, most common and flexible. Now I actually attempted to do this, create a trust, but because where I'm at right now, I had to put it on hold. So you deed the property into your trust, you name a successor trustee. So for instance, if you create your trust and you want to have Dragonfly Ministries or something like that, that you have to have a name of the trust. Okay. Depending on which one you're doing, control distribution terms, avoid probate, maintain full color while alive. This protects the succession from taxes or legitimate secured debt. The other one, option B, irrevocable trust. Now that I do believe is related to the alleged straw man. So more complex, but it removes property from your personal estate, can provide creditor protection if structured correctly, requires careful drafting, and must not be fraudulent transfer. This is how the wealthy families preserve land generationally. Okay, have you ever heard of that one, Shane?
Land generationally?
No, irrevocable trust.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. I'm very familiar with it too, but I didn't know that you could use it in regard to this, in regard to your patent. The other one, which is very familiar here in Michigan, which is option C, which is the enhanced life estate, also known as Lady Bird Deed, available in some states, including Michigan. So you keep full control during your life. You automatically transfer at death, avoid probate, and retain ability to sell or mortgage. Very powerful and simple. The next option, option D, Family Land Holding LLC. I've never heard of this one, but these are, I'm just sharing this with the audience, and the listeners that there are some options out there, but you really have to do your research and what's going to be right for you in regard to your process. So, option D, Family Land Holding LLC structure. The LLC owns the land. Family owns membership interest. Operating agreement restricts transfer. Easier generational continuity and protects against personal liability. It's not immune from mortgage or tax, but structured control. And then there is option E, which is the conservation easement. If the goal is preservation,
Just like Peter.
what was that?
Nothing.
Okay, I heard something. Anyway, if the goal is preservation, you voluntarily restrict development, possibly receive tax benefits, and protect land character permanently. So then they go on to say what is not going to work is recording a notice of claim, re-recording the patent, filing declarations of heirship to the federal authority, claiming sovereign exemption, attempting to remove property from tax rolls via patent theory. Now, again, this is the perception of the court system that the Matrix, I guess we could call it the Matrix. Not the reality of New Earth. What kind of court systems do they have in New Earth? Do we have those yet?
No, we don't have that yet.
You know
That
why?
doesn't exist.
I know, because we're all going to be free. We don't have that issue, right?
None of this is there anymore.
I like it. Okay, so what actually protects homesteads today? Protection today comes from state homestead exemption laws, bankruptcy exemptions. Sound familiar? Trust structuring, as we just talked about, proper estate planning, insurance layering, and clean legal documentation. And then it goes on to say not constitutional reinterpretation. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but again, this is just the perception of the system that we're in. So, the important reality, if the land is subject to a mortgage, property taxes, HOA, judgments, no deed structure eliminates those unless lawfully addressed. A quit claim deed cannot extinguish existing encumbrances. I disagree with that. So, that's my input on it. Okay, so where are we at? We're at 344. Shane, you got anything you want to share? Because I think that's all I got. Yeah. Let me see. Oh, wait, I do have one more, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. So, even though the land, okay, why not federal court? Okay. We're told to go into federal court. but this is why they say not to go into federal court. Even though the land originally came from the United States through a patent, once the patent was issued, the land became private property. And I do believe that would be the case if we homestead it, correct? Because it becomes our private property. Do you agree on that?
I'd have to make sure what the term private property means in Black Law Dictionary, since we're talking about contract law.
Yeah, that's where I got
But
it.
I believe that contract law, the way the system has ran, is actually, if people are still operating within that system, they're actually operating illegally per the executive order. An executive order. I don't know which one it is, but Trump signed an executive order that everything is constitutional law again. And if anyone continues to operate outside that system, it's actually a treasonous act against humanity.
Yeah, I wrote those executive orders down too, and I forgot where I wrote them, because I was listening to them. And the other thing too is I really would like to dive into more of the UCC codes, go deep into those and see what else we can find in regard to it, homesteads. So the private property thing, well, I'll look into that more and kind of see if that is what takes place when we homestead. I'm really not sure about that, to be honest with you. And then it says, and state property laws controls the disputes. Federal courts do not automatically get jurisdiction just because the land originated from federal patent in the 1800s, or the United States once owned it. But if you are succeeding it from that original patent that was created in the 1800s, wouldn't it be the same thing?
Absolutely.
Seems like it would be to me. That's just common sense right there. So I got a feeling they're twisting things here to confuse us. So the federal jurisdiction today requires a federal question like a constitutional issue. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Or diversity of citizenship between the parties. Let's see what else it says here. Okay, so yeah. That's what I got on that. I thought that was interesting in regard to that. They say that the patent becomes relevant only as a root of title evidence. The land patent, the root of title, meaning it is the first private conveyance from the United States, the highest form of original title. Evidence of how the property entered private ownership. So I wonder if that's how you, I was just reading about that, the reconveyance of the deed. So deed reconveyance. I have to look into that one too. But today it functions as historical evidence in the chain of title. So I kind of feel like the chain of title, when you guys get into this, that should be the first thing that you get done. So you know everything about that property. And I don't know, but I've heard from the lady that was that Q mentioned in one of the shows. I speak to her quite often. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. She's just amazing. And I talked to her this morning, and I'm just wondering about the she told me about the chain of title, but she said it's easier if you become a person of the American soil, okay? And then that's when you really, really have a solid ground in regard to doing this. And, I did talk to her about going through the whole situation over again. And she told us at the time when I was working on it with my friend, we were looking into the chain of title. So I do believe that is key. That's one of the keys to the success of the homesteading. I feel it anyway. What's your thoughts? You feel that that would be key?
I'm not sure. I have a blank mind all the time. I don't think too much. I only think when I'm ready to create.
I said, what do you feel? I'm pretty sure I said that.
I've already expressed to you my thoughts on
Well, but if you look at
on
it this way, if you know every piece of property and ownership of that patent all the way back from the beginning, don't you think that would be stronger in court that you know that and that you're solid in it and you're connected with it? Kind of feels like that should be part of it for me.
If that's your reality, that is what's going to work for you.
Bam! You said it, cowboy. I like it. I like
Yeah.
it. Okay, so the tool to override state courts or shift jurisdiction is to prove it proves where ownership began. See, the chain of title. It does not control who owns it now, though, but it proves where the ownership began. And if you know that, I think that's going to give you more leverage, don't you feel? I feel it anyway.
That's
So,
all that matters.
exactly. So, not jurisdictional leverage. What that means, some people argue that because the property originated with a federal patent, like I just said, federal courts must hear disputes or state courts lack authority or federal constitutional protection overrides the state law. Now, we've heard that. We have heard that. So, this is the law that we are, or the court system that we're, how they perceive it. So I'm just sharing that. So we're kind of looking at it from the other side, from what we know and what we've learned through the process that we did with the Q-ster. Okay. So Shane, on that note, we're getting to the end. What you got for me? Anything that you want to share from your beautiful heart?
No, not, I mean, just everyone just stay in the moment, do what you're inspired to do at your highest excitement, and whenever it may be, we'll show up.
That is true. That is true. So, within closing, what is love? As we close today on the PRQ Homesteading Expanded, we leave you with this. Once again, what is love? Love is not control. It's not possession. It's not fear dressed up as devotion. Love is freedom. Freedom to be yourself. Freedom to grow. And I'm putting this one in: freedom to defend, freedom to speak your truth, freedom to walk beside someone, not ahead of them, not behind them, but together. Love says, I choose you, not I own you. Because if you have to cage it to keep it, that's not love. That's what we call animal control. And it shouldn't even be that, to be honest with you. So tonight, ask yourself, where can I love more freely? And I'm Robin, and this is Shane. Shane, say goodbye with a big hug.
Goodbye. I'll see y'all later.
Love you guys, and we'll see you next weekend.
All right, bye-bye.